You're listening to SBS News.
Chaos and division in London. After yet another delay in the Brexit process, these feelings have extended across the globe, including Australia. The start date for Brexit is March 29th. That means there's only around 2 months to go until the UK is set to leave the European Union. But it's a process that has been marred by frequent disruptions. The latest saw MPs reject the European Union agreement arranged by Prime Minister Theresa May by more than 200 votes, marking the biggest government defeat in UK history. It's been a confusing and arduous process, and Mrs. May is still no closer to securing a Brexit deal with EU leaders. At Sydney's Bondi Beach, SBS News spoke with British citizens visiting or living in Australia.
I strongly feel that in the long run it is going to happen, and it is frustrating that it's a long and drawn out process.
I would vote to get out. We can definitely get out. The problem we've got is our politicians haven't got the guts to take a decent decision on it.
The ongoing state of confusion means the future of trade with key allies, including Australia, is still uncertain. Professor of European Politics Simon Tormey from the University of Sydney says the political situation will have economic ramifications.
Well, it means everything's on ice. The traders are waiting to see which way the wind is going to blow on this. So there's a lot of people holding back on investment decisions. There's a lot of Australian companies who want to know whether their European headquarters is going to be in London or whether they're going to have to move to Paris or Frankfurt or Dublin or somewhere.
Australia and the UK have been discussing a free trade agreement since the referendum. Trade between the two countries is estimated to be worth around $27 billion. But Britain and the EU need to finalise their split before any deal can be made. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says despite the uncertainty of the situation, Australia's economic interests won't be compromised.
The circumstances of that are quite obviously unclear at the moment, but Australians should feel very reassured that a safe and steady pair of hands has been managing what is a very uncertain and unstable set of arrangements. So we have continued that to pursue Australia's interests in all the scenarios.
Regardless of whatever deal is agreed or if there will be any agreement at all, the situation will have an impact on the Australian market. Head of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Pearson, is cautiously optimistic.
Let's recognise that the United Kingdom is one of our largest investment partners, and we are a significant investor in Britain as well, so there is a lot at stake. But on the other hand, we've had a couple of years to prepare for this, and businesses on both sides of this issue will be looking to take advantage wherever possible of the opportunities, such as they may be, as well as factor in the risks.
Tomorrow will bring more drama for Theresa May. MPs will vote on the no-confidence motion tabled by opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn. Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.